From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Korva Coleman in for Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Tom Baudet, Mo Rocca, and Amy Dickinson. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sengel.
Thank you, Korva. In just a minute, Korva reads the news in rhyming verse. If you'd like to play the Listener Limerick Challenge, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Amy, Cecilia Sarkozy, the First Lady of France for just a little more than a month, was already at the center of a scandal. She's been accused of faking an illness just to get out of having to do what?
Spend time with her husband and our president on Lake Winnipesaukee?
Close. No, you're close, but we'll give it to you. Yes, to avoid having to have a meal with President Bush is the answer.
I know that, yeah. Wow.
The first couple of friends, Nicolas and Cecilia Sarkozy, decided to take their summer vacation in New Hampshire because, you know, Paris in August, it's just filled with Americans. It's unbearable. And of course, while they were in New Hampshire, they were invited to visit the Bush family compound in Maine, relatively nearby. But Madame S. did not go. She said she had a sore throat. However, she was spotted and photographed out and about shopping during the days in question. And she also entered and won a yodeling competition. So there's a sense she might have been shamming. Amy, as you can imagine, spouses around the world are having to deal with all the time their partners are spending playing internet games like Second Life, World of Warcraft, that sort of thing. But the Wall Street Journal told the story this week of a woman in Phoenix who drew the line when she found out that her husband had done what online?
Taken a bride.
Exactly right. Gotten married. His name is Rick Hoogstraat. He's from Phoenix. And he married his lovely bride, Sue, just 7 months ago. But then Sue found out that Rick got married again, this time to a tall, red-headed avatar in the online world, Second Life, named Tanaj Jackalope. Rick and, I mean, and this
that
is...
That two-timing
slap. I know!
I need a moment.
Rick and his virtual wife have never met physically, which
oh,
I guess
say.
In his mind makes it okay, but they have all the trappings of a normal marriage. They pay a mortgage for their virtual home. They're raising two digital dogs, and she takes virtual birth control before they get cybernetically intimate in their pixelated hot tub.
This is what I don't get. It's like, I thought we lived Second Life for fantasy. You know, like, who, like, gets married in their fantasy? Well,
right.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Right.
Who's like, oh, in my, you know, he's already married on planet Earth.
Yes,
so I was
right.
Like, ooh, in my fantasy life, I'm going to, like, tie myself down, get married, the kid,
right. The cub. Sweetie, I got to go check in with my avatar. I think I have to feed the dog.
That's not a fantasy.
Tom, police arrested a Florida woman named Barbara Joyner on suspicion of robbing a bank. She protested her innocence even when the police found what in her purse?
The bank money?
No. She didn't have the money. She had gotten rid of all the evidence except what? Well, you have to admire her determination to get the wording just so.
Oh, the first draft of her her robbery note?
Exactly right. The bank robber, whoever it was, pulled up to the drive-through lane of a bank. She passed in a note threatening the bank with sniper fire and acid bombs.
Whoa, yeah.
And made off with $34,000.
What was in the first draft?
Well, that's a good question. Anyway, police identified Ms. Joyner from witness accounts, and then they tracked her down, and they found in her purse early versions of the hold-up note written in the same paper as the real one, which was left at the bank. So it's like, dear bank teller, no. To whom it may concern, no.
She'll be rewriting that note for the next 10 to 20. You know? Yes, if I'd only, if I...